Listens to me when I'm feeling down, inspires me without a sound. She touches me, I get turned around. She's got a smile, heals me.
All right, good evening, guys. This is DJ Rickroll here with our newest and official member of the Gamecast, DJ Longcat. Welcome, DJ Longcat.
Hi-ho.
Okay, he normally doesn't talk like that. Seriously, he doesn't. All right, well, you're listening to Wire, Wentworth's internet radio experience from the on-campus location of the studio here in Boston. This show does not represent Wentworth, Colleges of the Fenway, or Wire. To express opinions or concerns, contact Carissa Durfee at 617-989-4086. You can also contact us at any time during the show by our AIM screen name, WITWIRE. That's WITWIRE. And if you'd please excuse me tonight, if I run out of breath randomly, because on the walk over here, I was taking a sip of my water, and like half of the sip went down the wrong tube, and I almost choked to death. It was a good time, I'm not gonna lie. We have some awesome stuff for you tonight with the commemoration of DJ Longcat joining the show and our eighth episode, which another one of my co-hosts has pointed out that we have more episodes than Star Wars now, which is nice. Wait, they only went up to six, didn't they?
Yes.
Okay, well, we've been over that because this is episode eight, so that was last episode. Anyways, we're going to start off with a topic that DJ Longcat developed himself, and it's called Your Word, which we're going to talk about a word that best describes us, just, you know, in a single word, and then we're going to discuss that a little bit. The next topic that we're going to discuss is Windows XP. The support for it was extended yet again, and we'll talk about why that happened and probably throw some shots at Vista and why it sucks. We're going to talk about a local story here to Boston. Members of the community and restaurants and whatnot are rising up against bottled water. And we're going with tap, apparently, for a lot of restaurants and stuff. So we'll talk about that. I shouldn't laugh because it's not funny, but it is kind of funny, just in the ironic sense. The next topic that we're going to talk about is an epilepsy forum, which is a place where epilepsy sufferers can go to discuss their disease and how ways to cope. Well, it was hacked, and the people actually put up flashing images and links to flashing images and caused a lot of people to have epileptic seizures. So that's not really cool. So we'll talk about that and how they went about it and what happened. And then the last and final topic we're going to talk about tonight is Vietnam. Well, not like the war or anything. Well, that was a long time ago. It wasn't a war. It's a military or police action. Anyways, we're going to talk about how they are getting rid of hamsters. They're saying no more hamsters because they carry diseases. And all the kids are like, no, we love hamsters. And then all the old people are like, you're wrong. So pretty much we'll talk about that.
Yeah, they're not like Hamtaro.
Yeah, Hamtaro's a cool guy. But that's not Hamtaro. So we're gonna ease in with a little bit of music. We'll play some cool songs. This one's really cool. It's from Guitar Hero 2. Well, not only Guitar Hero 2. It's from the band Freeze Pop as well. It's a pretty cool song that I can never beat because it's all hammer-ons. I can't beat it. Can you beat it on Expert?
I can't beat any song on Expert, but I can easily do that on Hard.
Okay, well, it's probably easier on Hard. So we'll start off with a little bit of Freeze Pop. These are all DJ Longcat's picks, by the way, because we're going to have a little commemoration and play a bunch of stuff for him. So we're going to play a little bit of Freeze Pop. After that, we'll play The Song of Prayer from Final Fantasy X. Pretty cool. Pretty cool song. I like it a lot. It's short, though. So then we'll hit you up with some Nightwish. Yes, the Wishmaster. So we'll do that for you guys while we get settled in here. And then we'll come back and we'll talk about our words. So here is Freeze Pop with Less Talk, More Rock. All right, and we're back after that amazing song by Nightwish. Just wanted to give a little knowledge to why we picked that song. There's an awesome YouTube video called the Misheard Lyrics, and it's hilarious, and it will make you cry laughing. Well, probably not, but it is funny. You should check it out. Just search for Wishmaster Misheard Lyrics, and it's a cool video with the song. It's pretty funny. Before we talk about Your Word, which I'll have DJ Longcat explain in full in just a second, I do want to give a shout out to some possible new listeners. I hope they're listening. The Prosapia Guild from the Scenario server on World of Warcraft, my personal guild. Just wanted to say hi to all you guys and hope you're enjoying the show. And that's about it. And also, awesome job last night. You know what we did last night, DJ Longcat?
I do not.
We downed the first three bosses in SSC without a single wipe. One shot at them all. Boom, boom, boom. Done. It was freaking sweet.
Sounds good.
What's SSC?
Serpent Shrine Cavern. It was cool. All right, so now we're going to transition into the Your Word segment. And we're going to have DJ Longcat. What can I call you is like shorter, because DJ Longcat's long. that was definitely not on purpose.
You can just call me Kitty.
No, I'm not calling you Kitty. That is not going to happen. I could call you LC.
LC, there you go.
All right, go ahead, LC.
Okay, so the object of this exercise is simply, if you had to pick a single word in the English language, and it can be any word, to describe yourself ideologically, your personality, anything. Just, you could have any word attributed to you. Like, someone looks up this word in the dictionary, there's a picture of you there. What would that word be?
All right, so, in the spirit, it's your idea. Would you like to start off, Elsie?
Sure. My word that I picked a while ago, actually, doesn't necessarily describe me, but describes what I try to achieve, and that is balance.
Balance, huh? Want to go into a little bit of detail on that? How that affects your life?
Sure. In general, I always try to look at like both sides of the coin, kind of thing. I try to take into perspective things that I might not be considering at the time. I'm a big fan of a lot of Eastern philosophy, so meditation I try to integrate into my daily routine. Although, admittedly, I don't give it enough credit.
Which is kind of funny because. Now, LC, he sometimes takes a long time to walk from place to place. And I've always wondered, and I've asked him multiple times, like, why do you walk so slow? What takes you so damn long? And actually, he finally figured it out about 2 weeks ago. You want to tell him why, LC?
Sure. I've noticed that I tend to do one of two things when I'm walking, and it's like a peaceful environment outside, like not heavily raining or anything like that.
And how is rain not? I love rain. We'll talk about thunderstorms on another show. Sorry.
I do too. Don't worry. And one of them is I will tend to just zone out and start like meditating in a sense as I walk. Like I'll subconsciously know where I need to go, but I'll lose sense of time and I'll just go at my pace.
Like he doesn't actually like start floating midair like with his fingers in circles and stuff like that. Like not that kind of meditation, right? Or maybe you do.
Well, if you've seen that episode of Animaniacs that I'm thinking of, Llama 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 Llama.
I haven't seen that.
Okay.
You just killed it. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Actually, you know what we should talk about? Speaking of I guess it's a funny story involving DJ Longcat. The one about the goose, right? It was a goose? All right. Do you mind if I tell the story?
Go right ahead.
All
right.
So it was... I was going to my, I think it was 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock a.m. math class. And, oh no, it wasn't that early. Was it? Was it later?
It's probably around noon.
It was, yeah, I think it wasn't noon actually. Anyways, so I'm going to my noon math class, which is on campus, whatever. I walk there. I'm sitting in class, and it was raining that day a little bit. And one of the kids behind me starts talking about some kid that he saw in the quad. And he was like, yeah, this kid was following around a goose for like 20 minutes and it was really weird and he just followed it around and then he gave it his muffin and oh man, it was really weird watching this kid follow the goose around. So I'm like, wow, that's pretty weird, right? Like, who wouldn't think that's weird? So I go back to my dorm and DJ Longcat walks in. And I swear to God, it was hilarious because he just goes, "So yeah, today I was in the quad and I was following around a goose for like 20 minutes. And then I gave it the top half of my muffin." And I'm like, "Ian, I heard about you. I mean, DJ Longcat, I heard about you in my math class." It was kind of funny.
It was.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not good. We don't have a laugh track, so I can't tell if it's funny or not.
Well, that can be arranged.
Maybe we can get a laugh track. I'll just have a laugh track button. Like, ha ha ha. Or maybe we could just get one. Maybe the game will be taped in front of a live studio audience.
In Orlando, Florida.
Yeah. You think we could get enough people for that?
Depends. If we say free beer, maybe.
Well, I'm not about to buy it. Well, I can't, actually. Underage ban. Anyways, so let's move on to my word. My word that describes me, the essence of me, what is held deep down inside of me, what really makes me tick, what I try to base most of my decisions around. And it is a dear word to me because, I mean, I think that if I didn't have this word, and the meaning behind, it's not really the word, it's just the meaning behind the word. If I didn't have that, I'd probably be living in a gutter or something like that. So, just to clarify, like this word means a lot to me, and it's not England, but it is milk. Now, I don't know if you guys are, you know, normal listeners, but we've talked about milk a lot on the show. Now, milk has its place in everyone's life. Some people don't like it. Some people like it. Some like fresh milk. Some like pasteurized. Some like chocolate. Some like strawberry. I like it all. And you know what? The thing is that it kind of governs my life. Just the aspect of milk. Think about it. Calcium, good for you. Vitamin D, even better. Well, actually, I don't think it's better. But just all these things that come in. And it's just like constant nutrition. And yeah, you get the bad parts with it. Like, yeah, if you have, you know, whole milk, like it's fatty. But you know what? It's still good. It's still delicious. And it's still, it's integrity. I think that milk goes along with integrity. Wouldn't you say so?
I suppose I can see that forming in the distance, yeah.
Well, it's just that I don't really know how to put this into words. Like, let me describe it. Well, go to your fridge. It just doesn't have to be now, because obviously I want you to listen to me. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to be thinking about me, DJ Rickroll, okay? I want you to have me swirling around in your head. And I want you to go to your fridge, or your front steps if you've got a milkman, or your supermarket if you have no milk, or the C-store if you're living in Wentworth. And I want you to go there, and I want you to buy milk. And what I want you to do is I want you to get a glass. Whatever glass you want, doesn't matter. Personally, I like a glass, you know, the ones you can see through. Anyways, you pour some milk in there, and you just take a nice, ice-cold sip of milk. And that is exactly what I'm talking about. Can you kind of relate? Can you think about it? Picture it in your mind. I know it's nothing like the real thing, but I'd really like you guys to try that and think about me.
Drinking milk will never be the same again.
It won't. It'll blow your mind.
Oh, I know what you're saying, DJ Rickrow. I mean, after a hot shower, you know what I do to cool down fast? A nice, cool glass of milk.
All right, DJ Rickroll does not endorse having glasses of milk after a shower thinking about DJ Rickroll. It's fine to have them afterwards, but you can't think about me, because that's weird.
Well, you know, Double R, milk is a must after a bath.
Always. After a bath. And showers, it's kind of good. But bath, definitely gonna have the milk. All right, so now we're gonna ask Bo. Bo is another co-host. He doesn't have a cool nickname, DJ name. We'll come up with one at one point. We're gonna talk about his favorite word. No, that doesn't sound right. His word. Go ahead, Bo.
Oh, my word. Well, it's really hard since there are way too many words to describe me. I've asked a few friends once, and none of the words coincided with each other, so...
Well, can I just sneak in here and say that my word for Bo would be awesome, but that's just me.
Thanks, DJ Rickrow. I'm gonna go with outgoing. I mean...
Yeah. Outgoing, I like it.
I mean, I like to meet people and get to know them better, so... And show them you know, just have a great time with them and hope that they're having a great time with me, that kind of thing.
What kind of instances would this apply to? Because I don't talk about anything dirty on my show, all right?
No, just, you know, go to events and...
Events, is that what we're calling them now?
School events.
Okay, all right, I gotcha. Good.
Yeah, school events and, you know, hang out with friends and then see one of their friends, and somehow I get to know people that way. So eventually, let's see, there's also getting to know my class. I mean, I'm a fourth year now. I'm stuck with everyone that's going to be with me. So I've gotten to know everyone in my class very well. So that's how I am, outgoing.
I like that. I like that a lot because, and honestly, it's kind of funny because when you look at college students today, especially here at Wentworth, and please don't get me wrong in saying this, I know that a lot of people do like Wentworth, a lot of people don't like Wentworth, a lot of people are in between. However, I personally do like Wentworth, and I have a lot of fun here. They give me a lot of possibilities I wouldn't be able to do.
Yeah. I guess outgoing would be good for me since I seriously cannot walk anywhere on this campus without seeing at least three people that I know.
I think that's good because, to me, friendship is everything. And I know some of my friends from my classes, we go to lunch together. And it's funny because we sit down, and if I see someone sitting by themselves, I'm totally serious. This is not made up at all, but it seriously, kills me to see someone sitting by themselves. Because I know that personally they might not care. I know that they might want to be sitting by themselves. But for me, usually, most of the time, I don't want to sit by myself. And I think that that's awesome for you, Bo, because you will never sit by yourself.
I think I've mentioned this before to you, but would you say that you can't stand it when people sit alone?
That's funny. Say it's not funny at all. That's a terrible pun. I'm just kidding. That was kind of funny.
Would you say that when I turn a phrase, I go the wrong way?
All right, can you stop? Can you?
Yeah, I don't get it.
They're just terrible, terrible puns. That's all they are.
Oh, I guess Longcat's so punny.
I should be punished.
Oh my God, what is going on? This is not usual. Oh man. All right, so now that we've described it, here's the thing. All right, let me just give us the website a little plug. We do have a website. We don't have a fully qualified domain name yet, FQDN, but we do have a website. It's called, to go to it, you have to go to http://denstark.net or www.denstark.net/DJRickroll. That's denstark.net/DJRickroll. There's no, you know, spaces or anything. And you go there and you'll see one posted for episode 8. And you'll see all the topics that we discussed. There'll be links. And you can also post comments. And what I really want to see, and I don't know if it'll actually get done, but I do want to get some listener feedback. So what I want to see is some people, if you really, you know, thought the your word segment was good, and you have a word that really describes you, whether it's funny or serious or in between, whatever, go up there, post a comment, and we'll talk about it next week. And I think that's pretty cool. That's why I like having the website, because we can actually connect with the listeners, however little or many there may be, and try to keep it in tune with them. I think that's an awesome thing. I mean, why have a radio show without the listeners? I love to hear myself speak, but not that much. I couldn't replay my shows and just listen. Maybe the music. All right. So we'll talk about our next subject. Now, I myself am a computer networking and information systems major. I just looked at Bo because he corrected me earlier when I said computer networking. And I like to keep up with kind of the politics of computing and stuff like that. And our next topic kind of hits the nail on the head there. And it talks about Windows XP and how the service for Windows XP has been extended yet again. Can you guess why, LC?
I think it has something to do with money.
Money?
Yeah, just something to do with
money. That's just you just guessed, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll kind of explain some of the reasons. And these are my reasons. These just coming from me. So definitely, listeners, if you have anything to say about it, just message me on AIM. Witwire. Oh, I just hit the mic. Witwire, that's WITWIRE. You can message me on AIM and have your input. So here's why I think that the service got extended. It's just one bullet point, and it's not very long. It's only two words. And if I was writing it out, it would be in capital letters, bolded and underlined. No italics, though. Vista sucks. That's why. I can't understand why you would butcher an operating system. Because, yes, Windows XP definitely has its flaws. Don't get me wrong. However, it is pretty much the best Windows that has ever been released, other than 2000. And it is not that heavy on resources. Vista, I could barely run. Like, I shouldn't say barely, but I couldn't run as many things as I could in XP as I could in Vista. Because the thing is, a lot of people give people criticism about criticism about criticizing something if they haven't tried it, which I admit is a totally valid point. However, I did use Vista for 6 months. I used it on an Intel Core Duo 2.0 gigahertz. I used it with a gig of RAM, and I used it for 6 months, and it really did not perform as well as I wanted it to.
Well, that's your problem there. You only had the 1 gig required to run it. You needed 2 gigs to actually do something with Windows Vista.
Exactly. And that's the thing that really brings it down. Another thing. Oh, go ahead, LC.
Well, I think that a major factor is a lot of people by default keep Vista Aero enabled.
That's true.
Vista Aero is kind of what makes Vista pretty. It, in a nutshell, makes your windows shiny, has effects that you can add to them, and overlays the UI with Vista Aero, which is kind of completely aesthetic. And as a side note, they totally, I'm pretty sure, did not rip that code from CompiS.
Not at all. If anyone doesn't know what CompiS is the free and open source compositing window manager for the Linux and Unix type operating systems that runs on top of X Windows. And yeah, they definitely did rip it off. Actually, it's kind of cool. We had a listener write in, and they said, I used Vista for a long time. I had about the same specs as you just mentioned, and I recently uninstalled, went to XP, and doubled my frame rates in video games. Doubled. How ridiculous is that?
That's almost as ridiculous as doubling your frame rates in a virtual machine in Linux by switching from XP to Linux.
Seriously. And here you go. Like, and also, Vista has not been adopted on a large scale by businesses yet. They have had some success, and they reported, most sales ever or whatever. Microsoft FUD, I don't know what it is. But honestly, Vista has been regarded as a commercial failure so far, and they're trying to fix it with SP1. But another big problem that I have with Vista, and it's something that I've heard from people as well, is that it gets in your way. I can understand adding security checks. However, they do not add a good way to control them. Because the security checks, either you click 14 times, yes, 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 I want to do this, yes, 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 which honestly I don't think adds much of a security layer, or you have the option of turning them all on or all off. You have nothing in between, and that's a terrible mistake that Vista wasn't about to make. They did make it. And it's annoying. You have to say yes to anything. And or you could just run an administrator and totally negate the whole thing, which a lot of people have done, which isn't the point. See, you have to strike a balance. Usability and security. I think I learned this today in my Unix class. Usability or accessibility. Well, it was accessibility in the Unix class, but I'll say usability. So it's usability and security. And you have to strike a good balance between them. With Vista, it's absolute one or absolute the other, which isn't good either way. What are your insights on that?
I think Vista sees the computing world in black and shiny black with 3D effects.
It's ridiculous to me to have to put so much resources into running your operating system. Also, may I note that in order to use Arrow, you have to have an accelerated graphics card, which may or may not have been a ploy by Microsoft to get, you know, buddy-buddy with the graphics card manufacturers and or start producing even more Windows-only games in DirectX 10. LOL. Here's another funny thing about the Windows world and Microsoft. They have a toolkit. I think that's proper. Maybe it's not. Called DirectX, and it's what a lot of video games are written in. And there's DirectX 9. 9C is the newest one out. And then they just came out with DirectX 10. Now, all it is a library. It could be installed on any Windows installation. However, Microsoft is being greedy, and they're only releasing it for Vista. Don't you think that... I personally think that that's just a spit in the face. Like, if you can release it with minimal work to a whole nother operating system and open up your choices, or make them be forced to buy Vista and then confine it to that market, it's just like a spit in the face to users. It's like, haha, you can't use this until you upgrade. And I think that's terrible business practice, in my opinion.
Well, the sad truth is Bill Gates, the infamous marketing genius, had brought up Microsoft to make R&D stand for rape and destroy. So what they're doing is they're just controlling their own market. They want people to spend more money to buy Vista as opposed to reusing their old software because they don't make any money in that scenario.
Yeah, pretty much. And I think it's okay. I understand. I've said this before. I understand that a business is there to make money. However, I think that there is a level of respect that a business should show for its customers, because guess what? Without your customers, you're screwed. Mm-hmm. So it is like a spit in the face, and I honestly don't think that Windows users should put up with it, quite honestly.
Are you suggesting a Linux revolution? Vladimir Longcatty? Excuse me, Rick Rowley?
That's been discussed for a long time now.
Well, speaking of the old systems, I hear that from people that work at stores tell me that if a customer wants Windows XP, apparently they have to pay money to downgrade to it, since almost every new computer you buy these days comes pre-installed with Vista, and you have to pay just to get XP.
Yep, that is very true, and that's another thing that Microsoft... See, here's the thing that's funny. Microsoft is freaking huge. It's giant. It's Microsoft. They have so much leverage over all computer manufacturers. They can say, you know what, we're going to corner you in, and we're going to say you have to put Vista on every new machine, which in turn means that they need to put at least a semi-decent graphics card in every new machine, which kind of solidifies what I said earlier. Now, here's the other thing. They're forcing people to do that. Here's the awesome thing. Dell, which I've loved for a long time. A lot of people have problems with Dell, but I've loved Dell for a long time. And they actually offer laptops pre-installed with Linux. And I think that that's great. And I think that that shows that, you know, Linux is not something to be just brushed off to the side, which I acknowledge that Microsoft acknowledges it. I mean, they do have... Microsoft has its own Linux lab and stuff like that, too. So, yeah, I guess that's about it about Windows XP, unless you get some more LC.
I'd just like to say that Microsoft's not a monopoly. I mean, come on. You got Apple as a competitor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 7%. Great competitor. All right. So we'll switch to some music, I guess. I got one song that Bo wants me to play. It's going to be playing from YouTube because I don't have it here. I hope it's good quality. It's probably Japanese. It's Japanese, right, Bo?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, it's Japanese. Sweet. All right, we filled our Japanese music quota for the night.
For the night?
Tim, actually, I have another Japanese song.
All right, so we're going to be doubling up on our Japanese quota for the evening. So next week there will be none.
No, oh, what?
What? I'm not Japanese, man.
I'm not, so I still listen to it.
Yeah, but you're Asian.
What is this? What does that mean?
I'm clumping. I'm sorry.
No, let it be known, I have an idea for a song for next week that involves turning Japanese.
Great. Oh. I wonder what song that is. All right, so this one is by Flo, yeah?
Yes.
It's called Colors. I've never heard it, so...
Well, it's from an anime, which will, I think they're saying Bandai. It's by, licensed by Bandai Entertainment, the people who brought you Gundam and a few other things. And
awesome, so, Gundam.
Yeah, and supposedly by the end of the summer, you should be seeing DVDs. But you can check out the first episode on Adult Swim on April 26th.
Wow, I didn't know there was going to be that much of a plug. No, it's cool. All right. This is the song Flow by Colors, and then after that we're going to we'll play a few more of DJ Longcat's songs. We'll play a song from Rent and then some Bach, and then after that I'm playing music. Screw you guys. No, I'm kidding. All right, so this is Flow with the song Colors.
On your stoop every night, Bohemia, Bohemia's a fallacy in your head. This is Calcutta. Bohemia is dead. Dearly beloved, we gather here to say our goodbyes. Here she lies. No one knew her worth. The late great daughter of Mother Earth. On these nights when we celebrate the birth, in that little town of Bethlehem, we raise our glass, you bet your ass, to La Vie. Days of inspiration, playing hooky, making something out of nothing. The need to express, to communicate, to going against the grain, going insane, going mad. To love intention, no pension, to more than one dimension, to starving for attention, hating convention, hating pretension, not to mention, of course, hating dear old mom and dad. To riding your bike midday past the 3 D suits, to fruits, to no absolutes, to absolute, to choice, to the village voice, to any passing fad, to being an us for once instead of a them. La vie bohème.
La vie bohème.
Hey, mister. She's my sister.
So that's 5 miso soup, 4 seaweed salad, 3 soy burger dinner, 2 tofu dark platter, and 1 pasta with meatless balls.
Ew.
It tastes the same.
If you close your eyes.
And 13 orders of fries, is that it here?
Wine and beer!
Two handcrafted beers made in local breweries. To yoga, to yogurt, to rice and beans and cheese. To leather, to dildos, to curry vindaloo.
Masturbation.
From passion to fashion to passion.
When it's new to Sontag.
To Sondheim.
To anything taboo.
Ginsburg, Dylan, Cunningham, and Cage.
Lenny Bruce.
Langston Hughes.
To stage.
To Buddha.
To Buddha.
Papa Maruda.
To.
Why Garvey and Toto went over the rainbow to blow up Fancy M.
La vie bohème.
Sisters?
We're close.
Brothers!
Bisexuals, trisexuals, homo sapiens, carcinogens, hallucinogens, men, Pee Wee Herman, Sherman, White, Turpentine, Gertrude Stein, Antonioni, Bertolucci, Kurosawa, Carmina, Burana, to apathy, to entropy, to empathy, ecstasy, Vaclav Havel, the Sex Pistols,
from her spectacular one-night engagement at the 11th Street Lot, will perform Native American tribal chants backwards through her vocoder while accompanying herself on the electric cello, which she ain't never studied.
And Mark Cohen will preview his new documentary about his inability to hold an erection on the High Holy Days.
And Mimi Mar-
Marquez, clad only in bubble wrap, will perform a famous lawn chair handcuff dance to the sounds of iced tea being stirred. And Roger will attempt to write a bittersweet evocative song that doesn't remind us of Musetta's waltz.
Angel Dumatunard will model the latest fall fashions from Paris while accompanying herself on a 10-gallon plastic pickle tub.
And Collins will recount his exploits as anarchist, including the tale of his successful reprogramming of the MIT retro reality equipment to self-destruct as it broadcasts the words!
Actual reality! Act up!
Easy tea break.
You.
Me. You.
Me.
Hey guys, welcome back.
You're listening to Wire, Wentworth's internet radio experience from the on-campus studio in Boston. This show does not represent Wentworth, Colleges of the Fenway, or Wire. To express opinions or concerns, contact Carissa Durfee at 617-989-4086. You can also contact us during the showtimes at our AIM screen name, WITWIRE. That's WITWIRE.
Wow, that's pretty good reading there, Ian.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, Elsie. Sorry. first episode with DJ Longcat in the house. Well, not the first episode with him in the house, but the first episode officially with him in the, you get it. You get the thing. So what you just heard was a little bit of Bach with the organ.
That would be a toccata, which is the first part of the famous song Toccata and Fugue, and in what I consider the best key, D minor, for this song.
Yes, D minor. Pretty cool stuff. So what we're going to talk about right now is we are going to... Oh, my mouse isn't working. Technical difficulties. Actually, we've been technical difficulty free tonight, and I can even pronounce that those words in succession. Pretty good. We've been doing great tonight. It's a good night. All right, so now we're going to talk about bottled water going bye-bye. So a couple local restaurants here in Boston, and that's East Coast to anyone that doesn't know where Boston is. But if you don't know where Boston is, probably...
Look at a map.
Yeah, look at a map. For serious. Like, it's not that hard to know where Boston is. Like, I know where Atlanta, Georgia is. Well, it's in Georgia. I know where Georgia is.
I'm pretty sure people in rural Sweden know where Boston is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Boston, a couple of ones in California, and New York are the big ones.
Although, you know what? The Swedish people do rock, so I wouldn't blame them for, you know, being awesome in any regard. Mm. So yeah, what they're doing is, oh god, I'm close to the microphone. Sorry guys, I'm like blasting your brains. I'm blowing your minds. No. Yeah, so they're going against this whole bottled water craze that's been going on for the past 10 years. What do you think about bottled water, LC?
I think bottled water is, aside from being an obvious communist plot, a complete waste of money. Seriously, go to a bubbler, or as they call them in other parts of the country, drinking fountains.
All right, so let me just put what LC said in perspective. Now, think about, and I know that, let me explain first fully before anyone jumps down my throat, although no one's going to jump down my throat, but think about how many bottles of water have been produced. A lot, right? We could even say billions. I'm holding my pinky up to the side of my mouth.
Dr. Evil.
See, we can't even, like, we need to do a video show. No, we don't. Because then everyone can see us all the time, and it wouldn't be cool.
We'll make a YouTube tribute to Numa Numa.
No, I already did that. Did you? Yeah, there's a YouTube video of me dancing to Numa Numa.
We should play that song.
Yeah, maybe. I don't have it with me. Anyways... So think about millions and billions of bottles of water being produced. Guess what they have to be housed in?
Larger bottles of water?
No, they have to be housed in plastic. That's where the
that
water goes.
That is true,
in.
Yes.
Think about all that plastic that could have been going to medical supplies, that could have been going to anything else other than water.
Computers,
well, you know, I was thinking more towards, like, saving people.
Parachutes.
Parachutes use plastic. There you go. So, and I will admit, Poland Springs has been working to combat that. They actually just released the bottle that uses the least amount of plastic, ever, 16.9 fluid ounces, I think, which is pretty cool. I mean, and I appreciate that they're trying to go environmental. I bet you it's just for PR. I bet you they don't give a crap about the environment, those bastards. But, I mean, I never really understood the whole scare. I mean, unless you're in Arizona where they're testing nukes or something, it's fine to drink tap water. Like, I promise. I've been drinking it since I was 1 or 0 or 4. Like, I've been drinking it for a long time. Like, the lead hasn't killed me. If you're really worried about it, get a water filter. Although, they're okay. I mean... Honestly, unless your water is coming out, like, rusty, there's nothing wrong with drinking it. What is your stance on tap water, LC?
Well, yeah, that's pretty much the same stance I have. I might tweak it a little. There are, admittedly, some parts of the country, like Pawtucket, for example, and I'll explain why, and some isolated conditions, like maybe your pipes are really bad, where there is a lot of content of stuff like iron, copper, lead in the water, and you either want to get a filter or use some sort of produced water instead.
Well, see, here's the thing. people have used well water forever. Well water has usually a high concentration of sulfur, which makes it smell bad. However, it's perfectly safe to drink. Now, I don't know about people, but I have a well at my house. We actually hooked up to town water, but that's beside the point. But honestly, like, think about it. People have been drinking water that smells like rotten eggs, and they haven't died, but people won't drink perfectly smelling water. I don't get why people shy away from tap water so much. Like, yeah, it's terrible for the people in Aaron Brockovich or whatever that drank it and then got tumors, but for the most part, I mean, it's pretty safe. Or, here's a perfectly good way. If you're really scared, boil it. Because boiling it, if you watch it, it'll never boil. But if you don't watch it, it might take maybe 10 minutes at the most to boil, or like 20 minutes at the most to boil a large pot of water. Then you put that in a jug that takes another 5 minutes. Oh, by the way, you don't have to watch it for those 20 minutes. So 5 minutes to give yourself 2 gallons of water that's been sterilized. I mean, honestly.
Well, that will sterilize it from some viruses and a lot of bacteria and other parasites, but that will not get rid of content such as heavy metals.
Well, true, but I mean, is it really that bad? The heavy metals? I mean, in our tap water today, it's been filtered. Oh, and also, I just read, and you actually touched up upon this, how their tap water has fluoride in it, which is,
yes.
it's good for your teeth. I mean, win-win. How can you lose? How can you lose? The game.
Well, they're trying to steal your precious bodily fluids.
What? Oh, yeah, you went over that. Ugh, I'm so confused. I'm so confused, I could barely get along. It's nice to have a microphone in front of me. You want to know what happened recently? Oh, go ahead, sorry. Elsie has something to say.
You have to do your thing after this, though. In parts of the world where there's very little, like, natural reservoirs of water for drinking, because drinking water is a very small percentage of water on Earth, there are plants that will take seawater and boil it and then catch the steam, and that goes into a separate coil that is perfectly safe drinking water. So there's always that, too, as an alternative to bottling spring water for outrageous prices.
Right. And what I was going to say... Wait, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. It's nice to have a microphone in front of me again. Because my headset for my computer, it randomly broke. I think it has something to do with my computer, though, because two types of headsets did the same thing. So it's nice to have I can actually talk to the people. I can talk to the people. And I... Fool me once. Shame on me. Fool me twice. Well, you're not going to fool me again.
I think that people and fish can coexist peacefully.
Exactly. Sorry, a little George W. Bush hate going on in the studio here tonight. No, I don't hate George W. Bush. I don't. You know what we should have one night? I don't know if we can do this on here. I'm going to say it anyways. But we should have on one night, what is the one person you would like to have killed? And what way?
That's horrible.
Yes, it is. All right, we won't do that. Sorry. I'm really not sadistic at all. I promise. Okay. All right, so I guess we're done talking about water. Maybe we can go back to water at some point. And we could milk is a liquid which is related to water. So in essence, with DJ Longcat's train of thought, milk is the same as water, right?
This could be true.
Yes. Oh, man. All right. So this is me stalling because I need to see what our next topic is. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Now I know what our next topic is. Our next topic is it's about the epilepsy forum that got hacked and some malicious things were done to it. Now, let me give a quick rundown of epilepsy. Oh, one known famous people in history, although he wasn't real, that had epilepsy. Silas Marner, you remember him?
Never heard of him.
No? All right. Well, maybe
I've heard of Caesar.
No. Well, Caesar had it too. Silas had it too. Maybe our, like, English teachers are listening to us right now, and they're, like, applauding. Like, I had some impact on their lives. Yeah. I don't know. I remember that. Anyways. Epilepsy is... Do you know more about this than I do? Because I don't know that much.
I probably don't know that much more if I do.
All right, well, you can compliment me afterwards. Compliment what I say, not me. Well, you could say me. Am I cute?
Nice hair.
Thank you. I use a vanilla mint tea. Do you want to smell it?
Okay.
It smells... All right, here you go. Smell nice?
That hair does smell
nice. Yeah, it does. We're not gay. I promise. So, wait, what was I saying?
Something about...
Oh, yeah, epilepsy. Wow, man. We're all over the place tonight. Epilepsy. So, it's a... Is it a disease? I don't think it's a disease. Would it be classified as a disease?
It's at least a condition. You might.
It's a condition. All right, we'll say condition. Where if you're exposed to any sort of patterns flashing, and there are other triggers too, it will cause you to have an epileptic seizure where you convulse uncontrollably. And it's an all-around bad thing. I mean, terrible things. Your body, you're unable to control it. It's terrible. Like, having a seizure is probably terrible. I've never had a seizure. Actually, a little story about in fourth grade, we were in, we had, like, all the special kids, and I say special only because that's the way that they were regarded, but the people with problems such as epilepsy and stuff like that, they came in to watch a movie with our class, and in the middle of it, I think we were watching, like, Jurassic Park or something. I don't think it was Jurassic Park. That's a little bit too crazy, but one of the kids had a seizure, and it really, like, caught us all. I mean, we were in fourth grade. It caught us off guard. But Miss Degowski, that was her name, and she made us remember how to spell it because she made a song, and I still remember it to this day. DZIERGOWSKI. It was a question on the first test. God, memories, fourth grade. Anyways, yeah, it was kind of traumatic because they explained to us what it was, but. It was the first time I'd ever seen something like that. I mean, he was on the floor convulsing, and I mean, that's not cool. So anyways, what these malicious hacker miscreants did was they hacked the website and made it so that on every page or on the main page or something, there would be flashing images. And if you clicked on a link, it would send you to another website with more flashing images, which caused many of the viewers to actually have epileptic seizures. Now, in terms of a malicious attack, if you have a reason behind it, I'm not saying it gives you any sort of... I mean, it does give you some sort of integrity. However, this attack, I must say, has absolutely none of it. Because all you're doing is actually physically hurting people. And that is totally not cool.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not sure what I could add to your description of epilepsy. I would say that it is related to a hypersensitivity in the brain. And I know this, that when you go to a neurologist to get tested for it, they will try to induce a small seizure. Like, they'll blink a light at different speeds.
Right, right. Faster. For diagnosing purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Diagnostics.
Kind of reminds me of the episode of Pokemon that aired in Japan.
Called Seizures. I remember that. I remember a lot of that. Now that you have to have a disclaimer on, like, every freaking anime, this may cause epileptic seizures in some people. Which I guess is okay. I don't know. Parents should be watching what their kids watch. That's all I have to say. That's pretty much it. There you go. You know, if your kid has epilepsy, you should probably be, you know, paying attention to what he's watching on TV.
There is medication to treat it and suppress seizures nowadays.
That's good. Although I'm not one to be a fan of the drug companies, because while they... Oh, sorry, the mic. While they do give us medicine, they're terrible.
What do you think this not is?
I don't know. My mom's probably going to be yelling at me because she's a nurse. But, I mean, it does... The medicine does great things for people, but there are some medicines like Paxlovid, you know, Levitra, and they just drive me crazy with their commercials.
Have you seen the movie Sicko, Tim?
No, I haven't.
I'm not a fan of the style Michael Moore presents his information in, but there was some good information in that movie, particularly the fact that in Cuba, a inhaler that would normally cost $70 cost $3. And it just goes to show you the insane profits the drug companies are making.
I mean, seriously, like, if you're a drug company... Like, and this goes, okay, this goes back to music, too. Let's look at the music corporations, such as the RIAA. Oh, God, we always go to the RIAA. I'm sorry. Think about RIAA and the big drug companies. They both give us something that we want. We want drugs to... All right, this is a pretty outlandish comparison, but bear with me. All right. So the RIAA gives us music. We love music. We need music. Not so much as we need, you know, drugs, but, you know, and then they just tack on these insane price tags. They put restrictions and everything. And then you get the drug companies. Oh, God. Someone's going to quote me on this in the future. Watch. I'm going to be like 35 and applying to a job, and they're going to be like, no, you can't. You talked bad about drug companies. Anyways, drug companies, they make this little pill that can do great things for you. However, it comes with a huge price. And if you can't pay it, too bad. You know, I mean, I'm sure there's plans too, but a lot of them can be scams too and stuff. It's terrible for the old people.
Well, look at it this way. Every industrialized nation has some sort of universal health care that will, if not completely pay for, aid greatly in paying for these drugs. Oh, wait, we're the U.S. We don't. Sorry.
And I mean, not to get on a tangent of health care, because that's a whole subject. Maybe we'll do that one night after I actually read up more about it. But having a universal health care does have its pros and cons, as does the system we have now. So I'm going to leave it at that. And I'm not going to say one is better than the other. While I would advocate for more people getting health care, I don't know how to go about it politically and economically to make it sound. So that's all that I'm going to say on it, unless you have something to say on it.
The two Democratic candidates at least say they have a plan. I know for a fact Hillary tried to do something similar, but the corporations literally didn't shoot her down, literally, but they stopped her. They said to her, like, no, and she backed down because she didn't have enough power at that point.
That's, yeah, if I knew more about that, I'd say something about it, but I don't. All right, I think we've kind of, we didn't even really talk about the epilepsy sufferers. I mean, I don't know if it's recent, so I don't know if they did it as an April Fool's joke, but if they did, that's not a joke. I'm all for great pranks, but if you're actually going to hurt someone, I mean, come on. Like, great pranks are like releasing pigs in a school building labeled 1, 2, and 4. Like, that's a great prank. But, like, causing physical harm to someone, not so cool.
A great prank is YouTube linking every video on its front page to Rickroll.
You know, I'm really surprised we haven't talked about this, me being DJ Rickroll. Now, I don't know if everyone listening knows the concept of Rickrolling, but it's when you consciously misdirect someone from where they want to go. Like, say you really want to link them to this cool... You say you're going to link them to this cool article about Microsoft Windows XP getting support re-extended, and instead you link them to the Rick Astley video, Never Gonna Give You Up. So that's basic, the gist of it. And it's been a phenomena for a few months. Longer than a few months. What, 6 months now? 8 months, maybe?
Long enough that XCD has parodied it.
Yep. And, this April Fool's YouTube actually took hold of the reins of the Rickrolling and made every single featured video on the front page link to Rick Astley's music video. I thought it was hilarious. They did a real good job with that. Let's see what
I got
for topics.
Let's take a music break.
All right, let's take a music break. Oh, look at you. You're commanding. I like that. I like having a commanding person just to help me get along. What?
Oh, my.
Oh, no. Don't even go there. So many things.
That reminds me of a little anecdote. There was a girl named Kelly that I knew in high school, and she was in our gaming group. And there was times where all I had to do was give an intriguing raised eyebrow or say, oh my, and something instantly became dirty, no matter how actually innocent it was.
Gotta love that. All right, so I'm gonna play. Now, I don't know if anyone knows this. A lot of people do know the song because it was a pretty popular song. I actually like the song, too. It's by Rihanna. It's called Umbrella. And there's a new album that was released called Punk Goes Crunk. Now, I don't know if anyone knows about the Punk Goes series, but it's when punk artists from now redo songs that are from a specific genre or time. So there's Punk Goes 80s, Punk Goes 90s, Punk Goes Acoustic, Punk Goes Metal, Punk Goes Pop, and now they've come out with Punk Goes Crunk. So this song is a remake in punk style of Umbrella by Rihanna, and it's a really good song. They did it's a good song by Rihanna, and then even when it's remade, it's good too. Then after that, we're going to play Scary Kids Scaring Kids, one of my personal favorite bands. This one's from an album I haven't heard, which is kind of, you know, if you have a favorite band and you haven't heard an album, it's kind of sad. But I'm definitely going to do that. And then we'll play a song, another Japanese song. I'm just going to do it, Long Cat. You know, it's called Get Along, and it's from another anime opening. But I'm pretty certain that DJ Long Cat wouldn't put it on the playlist unless it's good. It's good, right?
I'm confident you will like it.
All right, he's confident that I'll like it. And I don't really like Japanese. I like some Japanese music, but not a lot. So we'll leave you with the Umbrella song. And please tell me what you think of it, because I think it's pretty good. And here it is.
Yeah.
And we're back from that. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I kind of like that song. And I said to Long Cat over the break, I said I would have liked it more if I could understand what she was saying.
Think you're turning Japanese there, DJ Rickroll?
No, I'm not turning Japanese. I am not a weeaboo. I am not Wapanese. I am none of the above. I don't know. All right. Now, of course, now that we talk about, you know, Japanese, we're going to talk about Vietnam. Hey, although it's not really the same thing. It's in the same area. Yeah.
Japan is an island off the coast of China, the eastern coast, and Vietnam is in Southeast Asia.
So they're in Asia, both of them. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say that Russia is in Asia? What do you think?
Well, you see, I have a friend who was my roommate last year, in fact. He is from Russia. Very proud of that. However, I must insist. Technically, Russia is in Asia, so he's Asian.
I agree. He doesn't agree, though. All right.
Russia's part of Eastern Europe. I say that making quote gestures.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Is it Eurasia? Can we just rename Russia to Eurasia? Or then were we going to be talking about the thing from 1984?
What was it? He had Oceania, East Asia, and Eurasia. Those were the three?
Yes, I think so. Think so. I don't know.
I'd like to product place that book right there.
Go ahead.
Excellent work by George Orwell. Very enlightening. It's about propaganda in 1948 and how the year 1984 could have been the story he describes if Britain fell to English socialism. English socialism.
Wow, that's a tough one. Socialism.
Yes, in the sense that the Marxist-Leninist revolutions took.
And I will agree with his plug. It is an amazing book. I'm going to throw out another book by Orwell, Animal Farm. Excellent book. And you know what? The nice thing, see, 1984 is not really a hefty book. I mean, it's no Atlas Shrugged. However, it is like, what, 300, 400 pages?
About that.
Now, Animal Farm is like 124 pages. You can literally read it in a day, like if you sit down for 2 hours. And it is an excellent story. And you should really read it.
That's not even the best part about Animal Farm. I like it because you can read it at any level of understanding, and it means something different.
Yes, that is exactly true. See, the cool thing is George Orwell wrote it with his wife, who was a school teacher, an elementary school teacher. So that's where he gets the animal aspects from. But all the stuff, all the political and things of that nature, all the deeper stuff, comes from him. So it's kind of cool meshing. I mean, if you look at 1984 as kind of a solo work, which I'm sure it wasn't, you know, I'm sure it also had some outsiding influences, but you can see that 1984 definitely circles around a much more adult theme. However, Animal Farm can be seen from all different points of view, and it's still really cool.
I'd like to draw that parallel to when a children's cartoon has a joke in it that only an adult would get for various reasons.
But the kids still laugh.
Exactly.
Yep. Just so you guys know, you are listening to Wire, Wentworth's internet radio experience from the on-campus studio located here in Boston, Massachusetts. This show does not represent Wentworth Colleges of the Fenway or Wire. To express opinions or concerns, please contact Carissa Durfee at 617-989-4086. You could also contact us at any time during our show by the AIM screen name WITWIRE, that's WITWIRE. And just as a side note, that is highly encouraged. I like to talk to the listeners. We've actually had a lot of AIM-ness going on tonight. I like it. You know what? We got to get Long Cat, you got to bring in your laptop next time so we can have another one so people can talk to you too. Or you know what? We'll make a chat room. Oh, man. All right. I don't know. I'm getting crazy here. All right. So anyways, Vietnam, what they're doing is they're banning the ability to own hamsters.
They will prosecute you, and it's a fine of 30,000 of their currency. I forget what that is off the top of my head. For
Kim Jong-il's? Oh, no, wait, that's Korea.
No, for possessing or trading hamsters.
Wow, that's crazy. And the reason why they're doing it is because it is the lunar year of the rat, which means that a lot of kids really want hamsters. And they're saying that they bring in, 30 million dong. That's what it's called.
30 million.
30 million dong, which is $1,875.
Still a lot of money.
Yes. You can be fined. And this is straight from the article. The communist government aims to end a youth craze for the fast-breeding animals, which were previously only imported for scientific research. They say that they carry diseases. They say that they're going to destroy crops and stuff. I don't know how hamsters can destroy crops. I mean, they're no locusts, but I don't know.
I can picture wild hamsters in mass numbers running around nibbling at your celery.
I love celery. You know what goes great with celery?
Rice.
What? No. Peanut butter.
Oh, that is true.
You know what else peanut butter goes great with? Bananas. Milk. Oh, and milk. Oh, man. See how much milk comes into play? God, I love milk so much. Anyways, back to Vietnam. I don't know how we got. Oh, here's another English shout out. Talking about locusts, then we go to ants. Linogen and the Ants. Have you ever read that?
I can't say that I have.
It's about this guy that's trying to protect his farm against this giant army of ants that has destroyed, like, everybody's farm up to that point. And, like, he actually, like, sets up military objectives and stuff. It's a cool... There's a short story.
Is it a video game?
No.
It could make a good video
game. It could make a good video game. You are right. Although, you know, a lot of, like, movies could make good video games, but they never make good video games.
See, they actually do make video games, though. They're just bad video games.
Exactly. They're terrible. I don't know. Have any books ever been made into video games? Well, besides, like, manga.
The Little Mermaid?
Well, it was a movie, too.
It was a book first.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Vietnam.
Oh, yeah. Vietnam. God, we are just getting off of Vietnam. What is it about Vietnam that...
Don't you wish the U.S. in the 1970s got off Vietnam as easily as we did?
Oh, man. Wow, that was well placed.
Thank you.
That was great. So yeah, Vietnam. Good. It's a good country, you know, communists.
I hear those hamsters were imported from China.
Maybe. Hold on, let me read what they're saying.
While he's reading, I'll give you some cat facts.
Go ahead with the cat facts. I don't even care.
Cats enjoy chasing hamsters because it is kind of a natural instinct of cats to chase anything significantly smaller that moves at that speed. That's the same reason why if you dangle a piece of string the proper way, you can get a cat to start playing with you. It'll just go at it. It's like, ooh, string, woohoo!
Yeah, there wasn't really much in the article about China and hamsters. I don't know. They're cute, though. They are awfully cute. There's a picture of one. It says, a hamster eats as others sleep. I don't know if that was meant to be, like, really cute, but it's cute. Like, know what else is cute? Squirrels.
Squirrels are cute.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome. Like, do you think that, like, you'd like to have a squirrel, like a domesticated squirrel? Or skunk. A lot of people have domesticated skunks. They just get them de-skunked.
I don't think a skunk is as cute as some of the other rodents.
You know what, though? The cool thing about a skunk is, like, it's kind of like a badass badger. Because they've got... Have you seen a skunk's claws? They're just as cool. And they've got, like... They're black and white, obviously, which means, like, stay away from me. And even though they're de-skunked, people don't know. They stay away from skunks. Do you...
Well, you know, see, if I had to pick a rodent to own, I'm pretty sure it would be a hedgehog. I like hedgehogs. Sonic, etc.
Yes, Sonic the Hedgehog. Knuckles the Ankita.
My girlfriend loves Knuckles, and I don't blame her. Knuckles is awesome.
I love Knuckles. He's like the cool anti-hero. I think that one of my favorite would have to be Knuckles, I'm not including the new people that they put in, like Shadow and all those.
Amy.
Yeah, they kind of suck, honestly.
What about Miles?
Miles, Tails Prower. See, you try to catch me off guard. I know. I know. I remember that episode when they did Tails' Past. It was a great episode. That was on the original Sonic series, I think. I love Sonic. And you know what's really cool? Is I was reading up on Sonic and Knuckles, which was for the Sega Genesis. Wow, this is so totally off topic. You know what? I don't even think we're going to go back to Vietnam. Screw Vietnam.
Again, if only the U.S. had that like same force we did.
Yeah. Anyways, you know how back on the Sega Genesis, how you could plug other cartridges into Sonic and Knuckles?
That does sound familiar, yeah.
Well, here's how it worked. There was a Sonic and Knuckles cartridge, and you plugged it into the Sega, and then it had a slot up on top, which had another slot for another cartridge to go on top of it. So when you plugged in Sonic 3, you could play all the Sonic 3 levels as Knuckles. Really cool. And it's the same for Sonic 2. However, they were unable to do it with Sonic 1, which is kind of... I mean, they didn't have that far retrospect. They weren't thinking about that. And another cool thing is Sonic and Knuckles, the game was supposed to be... It was all supposed to be incorporated in Sonic 3. However, they ran out of time for the release time for Sonic 3. So they kind of just slapped an ending on Sonic 3. And then in Sonic and Knuckles, they were like, that ending didn't really happen. This is really what happened. And so, I mean, they did a little playing there, but I did really enjoy it. Sonic and Knuckles. It was really cool. And you know what? It's the only video game to ever do that. To ever actually have a physical... Where you put it in and it's an add-on. I was reading that on Wikipedia.
That is pretty cool. It's a nice gimmick I'd like to see more recently, but you can't because we've moved on to optical discs.
Dude, you could piggyback discs. Come on. Imagine if the laser hits one and it goes up a little bit and then different data is reflected back down. All right, he's just staring at me. That obviously is a terrible idea.
Well, it's not a terrible idea that you can have discs do that, but... What's a good example? Codebreaker is a...
Card Crusher?
No. Codebreaker is the new generation of Game Shark. They pretty much wiped the floor with Game Shark. There's a lot of coders who used to work for the GSCCC. I'm digressing. It's a disc that you would put into a bootable gaming system. So a DS, a PlayStation 2, and I don't think they have
Dreamcast.
It for the DS yet. Dreamcast. I don't think they have it for the Dreamcast either, but it's the same idea. And when it boots... You load the data off the Codebreaker for the game stored in memory. Right. And when you run the game, you can apply those patches to the memory, which is essentially what a Codebreaker would do, what a Game Shark would do. You're just editing memory values.
Right, modifying the hex values directly in memory, which is really cool because when I figured that out, it totally made sense. And I was like, I think I was like 12 at the time or 13. I was using Game Shark, and I'm like, why are these all in like sets of 8 or 16? And they only go up to F? I don't get it. And then I was like, I learned about hex, and I was like, oh, that's how they do it. It's a pretty cool way to do that. And actually, I had, don't say this, this is not me talking, but I did have a mod chip for my PlayStation 2, where in order to play burned PlayStation 2 games, you'd have to insert a Game Shark and then restart with the Game Shark. From the Game Shark, put the burned game in. So that was a little workaround, which was kind of cool. I wouldn't recommend modding any console.
You didn't hear this from me or anyone, in fact, but there is something called Magic Swap that you can use in conjunction with either a tool for grabbing the disc tray out without it realizing you did that, or popping the top off your PS2 like you would a PlayStation 1. And that's a good way to play backup copies, wink wink, of games.
Mm. The cool thing that I liked about my mod chip for the PlayStation 2 is I could play burned PlayStation 1 games without having to do anything. I could just put them in and they play. And it was really cool because there are so many PlayStation 1 games that were amazing.
The first two PlayStations, I think, were the best new generation systems, period.
Definitely, I agree. I totally agree. I'm going to have to cut it off, though, because we're running a little late on time, and I want to get in some more music, and I want to try to get out of here on time. You guys don't know. We have to...
Out there in Radio Land.
Yeah, out there in Radio Land. You guys just get to turn off the radio and go to sleep, but I have to actually do stuff. You know. So I guess we'll outro. That's right. I like that word, outro.
Outro.
As opposed to intro, and I'm not talking about belly buttons. But we'll outro with some music. Let's see. What should we play?
The two that you haven't played out of my folder.
I've only played not one out of your folder. And that's the Rocky Horror Picture Show one.
Okay, that sounds good.
Do you guys like Rocky Horror Picture Show? Because I fell asleep watching it.
If they know what it is, they probably like it.
Probably. Well, I hope that you guys do like it. And we'll play a song by the Smashing Pumpkins. You know what's kind of intriguing was not a single one of the songs that I picked did we play tonight. Like, I didn't pick any songs for tonight.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I don't mind at all. I think it's awesome because I like that we have people that are involved that actually want to listen to stuff on our show. I think it's awesome. So we'll play a little Smashing Pumpkins, and then I'll throw in some other stuff in there. Thank you guys very much for listening. Thank you all my new listeners for tonight, the Prosapia Guild on Cenarius, if you guys are still listening. And everyone else, just thank you guys so much for listening. We really enjoyed having you. Thank you, DJ Longcat, first official presence on the show, official co-host of the show now. It's great to have you aboard.
It is great to be here.
Awesome. So now that I'm done thanking everyone, I'll actually play the Time Warp for you guys. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. Don't go crazy.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes it.